this year's National Association of State Departments of Agriculture Conference. That's a mouthful. It's taking place right now in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers is there and checking in with us now to give us an update. We'll just call it NASDA. How about that, Commissioner?
That's good for your listeners. I think that is sufficient. But NASDA is a good organization. It does provide some framework for all the state departments to come together. And we still have our differences from one part of the country to the other, one crop discipline to another. But we do try and find those common grounds and let NASDA be an extension of our voice, primarily in Washington and then sometimes with consumer engagement. But again, recognizing they take their lead from each of the state departments of agriculture, and that's what this meeting is about.
What are some of the priorities that NASDA has set for this year that you're working on, Commissioner?
Well, one has been not to duplicate what the other organizations might be better prepared to do, be it a crop group, crop trade group, or perhaps Farm Bureau, which is more grassroots-oriented. Take, for example, when the Food Safety Modernization Act was passed and all of those rules were being developed, NASDA took the lead because it is the state departments of agriculture, like ourselves, that have the responsibility for that. So that was a big push, and it continues to be as we implement FSMA, as we call it. Everything's got an abbreviation nowadays. Speaking of which, the next development where state departments of ag will take the lead is in CBD, or industrial hemp, like we do in South Carolina. So that's going to be part of our meeting and discussion as to how we work with USDA and FDA and DEA and every other three-letter agency, I think, seems to have a handle in industrial hemp. So that's a big piece. Of course, the topics that everyone reads on the front page of the paper, of tariffs, other things like that. But we're going to try to look maybe a little beyond that in what might affect our trade barriers around the world, really, with labeling and country of origin labeling, like we have that responsibility as well. And regulations, you know, part of what FSMA was designed to do was to put foreign-grown food items on the same regulatory foundation as we do in the United States. So a lot of issues beyond tariff impact trade, so we're going to spend some time talking about that. I am pleased that Secretary Perdue will be here with us. He did reach out to our offices, ours and others, to say, you know, what are the subjects, topics that USDA needs to be mindful of, and they're pretty obvious. That is trade, this disaster bill implementation and timing of that. So we wanted Secretary Perdue to be as prepared as possible for when he meets with us.
I also understand it's not going to be all work and no play. You're going to get a chance to check out some New Mexico culinary specialties while you're there.
Yeah, we're going to go to the New Mexico Culinary Arts Tour. And I'm not exactly sure. That's a mouthful, too. So I guess it's trying a little New Mexico cuisine, I suppose, is what that means. But one thing to keep in mind, I mean, all of us who like pecan pies and pralines, remember that New Mexico is the leading pecan production state in the country.
Wow.
So, yeah, be mindful of that, and we'll take a little closer look at that. But now, you know, one thing is we do have some pecan growers organizing and making an effort in South Carolina to get our industry back on an upward growth. So I am going to try to learn what I can from this industry out here. I think we'll try to bring home some useful information for our farmers and going forward.
All right. Well, we look forward to finding out more about what you're going to be talking about this week when you get back. And, of course, when you do get back, of course, you've got your hands full with Hurricane Dorian having just passed through the eastern part of the state. And I know that the South Carolina Department of Agriculture is going to be very busy in the aftermath of that.
One thing to keep in mind for our farmers is that the disaster bill that was signed in June actually covers any declared disasters up until the end of 2019. So let's cross our fingers and pray that we don't actually have one declared. But if that is the case, we will be ready to have those numbers added to South Carolina's share of what disaster monies might be available.
Good to know. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers in New Mexico, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.